Well, hello, hello. It's your favorite dynamic duo here. I'm Emily.
This is Jen.
And we're coming to talk to you about another topic that kind of comes next in line after our previous ones in the past few weeks. I mean, we've kind of been talking a lot about stress management. Last week we talked about what to do when we're feeling stuck. And so today we kind of thought, okay, well, stress is, yeah, it's usually has bad, it usually denotes bad meanings, but, you know, sometimes maybe it's not all bad. Mm-hmm. So, Jen, what were you kind of thinking when you came up with this topic for this week? What kind of came to mind?
I was thinking about how the body actually needs good stress in order to have actually a healthy metabolism, right? And the reality is we also do have stress in our life that maybe we would not prefer to have. Like, of course, it'd be really super cool if if they just did what you said immediately, right? If they don't, it can be kind of stressful, but that's not something you're in control of, right? So anyways, just kind of looking at, like, the reality is that we do have stress in our life, and stress is actually good for our, like, there's good stress and bad stress. Not all stress is bad stress. Does that kind of make sense?
Yeah.
I mean, if you just sit in one place all day long, your metabolism is not going to be firing like it would if you move more often. That's one way to actually increase your metabolism.
Yeah. No, that's a good point. When you first said this topic, it took me back to middle school health class. Sitting in class, learning about eustress, that E-U-S-T-R-E-S-S word. And I was like, oh, yeah, I remember sitting...
And you're not, I'm like, what's she talking about?
I know, but.
No, it's all good. I'm like, what's that word?
But yeah, it's just like, it's good. Like the, I don't know, it reminds me of like euphoric or something.
Yeah.
Like eustress. So.
Yeah, because even fun things can be stressful for basically our nervous system. I think that's what a lot of our, my studies have boiled down to is like at the end of the day, like if you look at, you know, you go to a super fun party and you have a blast with your friends and you're just laughing and talking and stuff. That's actually a stressor on your nervous system, but that's not a bad stress, right?
Yeah.
So.
And I like kind of as we were kind of digging a little deeper, just good stress motivates us to keep going forward. It helps with the cognitive function. I even saw it helps with strengthening the immune system, which I was like, that's kind of cool. Mm-hmm. It says, like, I see on this website on the American Institute of Stress that it can improve how your heart works and protect your body from infection. I even see on here that individuals who experience moderate levels of stress before surgery were able to recover faster.
Wow. Yeah.
So, yeah, and I think it's cool because obviously we do have this, it is our human, design that we get stressed. And, if we didn't have stress, think about what would happen. I mean, I see on here, stress is key for survival. Mm-hmm. So, if we didn't have any stress, feel like we wouldn't be able to protect ourselves as well.
Right.
But it's all about, you know, regulating that. But.
Yeah, yeah. And so what my idea about this was, by the way, I'm sure that you got this by now if you've been listening to us for a bit, but the reason we're talking about this is because of how stress impacts our emotional eating or our tendencies to have unhealthy habits. So anyway, what I kind of wanted to look at is good stress versus bad stress and knowing the difference. And so when I looked at it, so I'm just going to kind of read to you what I found, my favorite of the things I looked at, but is good stress is short term and it motivates and inspires you. It helps you focus your energy and it enhances your performance. For example, one thing I thought of after looking at that is exercise, right? Like if I go and get on a treadmill, it is a form of stress on my body, but it is making my my heart, like it's good for your heart health to do cardio, right? Or if I go and do some strength, my strength training exercise at Curves, then that is a stress on my muscles, right? They break down, but then they like build back up, and that's how you get stronger, right? So that's, like I said, that's an example of a good stress. But a bad stress, or bad stress, the definition I found that I liked is it's the kind that it wears you out, leaves you jittery, and is harmful to your health. So wears you out long term is what, how I kind of understood that. So I thought that was just kind of helpful to like point out the difference between good stress and bad stress. And what I thought was kind of the entire point of this for my people was to kind of just encourage you to, yes, know the difference, and then to kind of to learn to take a break when you need one, basically. I think that's our tendency as hardworking women. It is easy to keep going beyond the point of the stress being good for us, and too much of a good thing is it's bad for you, right? And so kind of learning to take a break and regulate yourself when needed. And the main key that I have found is to be paying more attention to our bodies and how we are feeling, and kind of take a break when we need one. So.
Yeah, that's good. Because I feel like we will feel more, a lot more of ourselves. Because, I mean, both of those sides are two extremes. If we're too stressed all the time, that's an extreme. If we're like, no stress, sitting around, that's another extreme. After what you said.
Yeah.
So it's finding, you were talking about this earlier, but finding a happy medium.
Yeah.
So, and that's going to be different for everybody, but it just takes lots of practice figuring it out.
One of the things that I like to, I heard from my mentor a while back that I like to repeat sometimes is, it's kind of like asking yourself, is this good for me now and later, right? Like maybe it's not like really fun in the current moment, but we know it leads to like our best health, and we push through and do things we don't want to do. But if it's just like it's, like we talked about bad stress, if it is wearing you out in the long term, like it doesn't end up in an engine a good place, then it's maybe not something that you want to continue doing, or at least not at that level or for length of time. So
good point. Okay,
I think that's all I had. Anything else?
I think you kind of tied it up good. If you all are listening and you're interested and you're not in our free Facebook group yet, head on over to Beyond the Diet. That's Beyond the Diet on Facebook.
We'll leave the link in the show notes for ya.
If you learned something today that you thought was interesting or profound or something, share with a friend. Direct them to our podcast. We're always looking for more listeners. We'd love to share and just be in community with everybody listening.
You know that whole thing, like subscribe, like, and share?
Yeah, that thing.
I have not heard that so much.
Thanks for listening.
Have a good day.
See you next week. Bye.
Bye-bye.